Part 1. Thoughts. The way of discipline. There are no shortcuts in discipline. There is no hack that gets us from point A to point B easily, or some secret formula that makes us successful in a shorter period of time. The goal of getting better, healthier, faster, smarter, and stronger cannot be achieved taking some easy way out. Discipline is the basis of every good trait that we have. Discipline is the way of freedom. Why? The author was still a young man when he began preparing for war. He knew that he had enemy counterparts whom he would eventually meet or fight at some unknown place or time. He had to be ready for this encounter emotionally, physically, and mentally. When he became a leader, he had to impress the same attitude on his troops. Aside from preparing for the enemy, he was preparing mostly for the men that didn't come home from war, his compatriots who died in battle. The origins of discipline. No one else can give you discipline but yourself. It comes from inside us. Discipline is really self-discipline, not something that other people can give us or vice versa. To draw it from within us, we need to make the decision to be disciplined. First, we need to make the decision, and second, to make the commitment. To become free, we need to embrace its relentless and cold power. Where and when to start? Conquering procrastination. The answer to when to start action on a vision or project is easy. Now. Actually, discipline needs to be here and now, because your idea is not going to start by itself. Your business will not open its doors for you. The gym weights aren't going to fly from the racks to your hands, and your bestseller is not going to write itself. You cannot wait for those things to happen, so you have to start now. Who will start it if your endeavors cannot start themselves? The person under your control. You cannot control other people. The best thing you can learn from them is not to repeat their mistakes. The person that you need to control is you. Focus on yourself. Be humble, smarter, stronger, faster, and with less ego. You become a disciplined person on one small decision at a time. Controlling your mind. Discipline is all about mind control, and what we mean is controlling our own minds instead of others. We should answer each question of how by just restating it into a statement. For example, how can I stop missing my ex? Answer, stop missing your ex. How can I stop eating sweets? Answer, stop eating sweets. How can I consistently work out daily? Answer, work out consistently daily. How can I get up earlier? Answer, get up earlier. How can I be stronger and tougher? Answer, be tougher and stronger. You need to declare martial law in your head. Only you get a vote on how you feel. Temper, negativity, frustration, sadness, laziness, and weakness do not get votes. Feeling emotional, soft, lazy, or weak do not get votes either. You need to impose what you want on your mind. When you control your mind, do not let it control you, and it will set you free. Weakness. To be strong, we need to accept that we are weak. It is okay to acknowledge that we are all weak. We care too much about meaningless stuff. We waste time and procrastinate. We don't get enough rest and sleep. We eat badly. We get emotional for senseless things. We aren't the smartest people in the world. We consider ourselves as not being physically, flexible, fast, or strong. Since we recognize all these are our starting points for strength. Because we accept our weakness, we will not take continuing being weak. We need to fight with everything we've got and march towards the struggle and the battle. We will be better, even just a little bit, today more than yesterday. We will overcome the flaws, shortfalls, and weaknesses. Stress. A good way to face stress is to gain some perspective. Sometimes, we face many problems daily. And yet, if we compare our issues to soldiers and warriors who put their lives on the line in war, some of our concerns probably seem trivial. What we need to do in critical situations is simple. Detach for a while so we can step back and get another perspective. We need to detach from any stress or problems, because some of them come from things that are out of our control. The inability to control stress is an indication that there is a lack of discipline and ownership of our situation. We should turn around and battle our stress sources and face them. However, if we cannot control them, we need to embrace them. When we are able to embrace stress and its sources, it will make us a better person because not only can we rise from stress, but also gain some knowledge about our own issues and problems. Our stress will make us better, and more importantly, smarter. Destroyer mode. To have discipline and to kick our stress, we need to get into berserker mode, the crazy destroyer mode. We need to go after what we want by pushing a little harder and digging a little deeper. The two opposing forces of logic and emotion must work together to achieve our maximum potential. When we've thoroughly thought through a situation, we can let our emotion kick in and help us push further. Our fear, frustration, and anger should reinforce the idea of not stopping. When we have exhausted our emotional charge and our feelings have been exhausted to the breaking point, then we turn on our willpower and logic and tell ourselves that we will not stop. We will battle weak emotions with the strength of logic, and then fight the shortcomings of logic with raw emotion. In balancing both of these, we will find the guts, the tenacity, and strength to be able to say, "I don't stop." Until the end. There is a bothersome tendency among some people to let down their guard after a mission or a project's primary objective is completed. The author did his best to remove this tendency of his own soldiers to relax before their entire mission was complete. He made sure to subject his troops to hard training to meet their primary objective, and drove them even harder when they had left their main target and were returning to base. He would attack his troops from multiple areas with every sort of mayhem possible in order to acclimate them to extreme battle conditions. Remember that a mission is never finished until it is completed on paper. We need to always be planning, strategizing, and waiting, never letting our guard down. We should never consider anything finished. We should be relentless, ready, alert, and already starting something else in our heads, even if one mission is already finished. Who should be resting? Our adversaries. We never stop. Our work is not done until our adversary is destroyed completely. We can even let the enemy finish, or we can let them rest, but we ourselves shouldn't stop. Instead, we should prepare ourselves to be stronger, smarter, faster, and better. Application of discipline. Discipline really begins with getting up early in the morning. From this important beginning, we should follow it up with daily workouts, making ourselves healthier, flexible, faster, and stronger. We should also have the right diet, so that our body has the right fuel. Then, we need to discipline ourselves to have the right emotions, not let our ego get in the way, and make sure that we follow the golden rule. We also need to face our fears to defeat them, and taking the hard, uphill road. We do what is right even if there are things that we don't want to do. We cannot take the easy path to short-term gratification and desire. For all these, we need will. Will and fortitude leads to discipline, which is our best friend and will always take care of us. It will also lead to happiness, intelligence, health, and strength towards our path to freedom. Questions and knowledge. Knowledge is the most powerful of our tools because this is where all our other tools come from. Knowledge is our most effective weapon. The way to obtaining knowledge is through questions. We should question everything and not accept anything as the absolute truth if we are not sure about it. If we are not sure about an answer, we keep on digging until we are satisfied with the answer. The most important questions that we can ask are about ourselves. Start by taking stock of ourselves. Who am I? What have I done that has benefited the world? What can I do to be better? Fight. If you fight with all you have, if you go down swinging, you will probably not lose. In our own daily life, we should go over and above what we think is necessary or possible. We should always consider the extra repetition, the extra mile, the extra work. We need to give our all because we have nothing to lose. Fight against decay, time, fear, and weakness. Face up to every challenge and keep on fighting with everything you got. Fight until the last drop of sweat. And even when you go down, stand right back up and go forward. Compromise. Being able to compromise, especially as a leader, is a key to success. However, we cannot internally compromise on the following. 1. Working hard. 2. Self-improvement. 3. Self-discipline. We have to face our demons and our own mistakes. Not go out and give up. We are going to stand up and fight, no matter what. These cannot be compromised. We tell ourselves, I am going to work hard. I am going to train hard. I am going to improve myself. I am not going to rest on my laurels. I am going to own my mistakes and confront my demons. I am not going to give up, or give out, or give in. I am going to stand. I am going to maintain my self-discipline. There is no compromise on these things. Default aggressive. We can be proactive, but we should also be aggressive. This does not mean being outwardly aggressive, where we show our fists and puff out our chests. Aggression means a strength that comes from within us. It is an internal fire that dictates that we will outmaneuver and beat our enemy. It is an unstoppable, burning, fighting spirit. Aggression may mean violence, but it can very well mean guile. Aggression is simply the unstoppable will to win. Will to win translates to, we will win, and this is our default mode. Nature versus nurture. It doesn't make any difference how we were brought up. What matters are the choices that we make. People born with riches have failed, and people born with nothing have succeeded tremendously. Successful people just decided that they wanted to be successful. It is a choice they made. They worked hard and studied hard to earn their success. Do not think about where you came from. Think about where you are going and make choices. Choose making yourself stronger and healthier. Choose to work hard. Work out hard, eat better, and think clearer and cleaner. Fear of failure. People usually think that fear of failure is bad because it keeps us from taking on risks. However, fear of failure is actually a positive thing because it keeps us afraid. It should keep us up at night strategizing, rehearsing, planning, and going over what-ifs and what-should-be's. This fear of failure should keep us up at night while we plan, rehearse, and go over contingencies. This kind of fear will keep us training hard. Fear of failure will stop us from cutting corners. This fear will make us terrified and horrified from sitting on the sidelines helplessly. We do not want to be waking up one day in the near or distant future, realizing that we have not accomplished what we set out to do. We need to get up and go. The fear of failure should drive us to take that first step, take action, and gamble. We cannot afford to let another day go by. The warpath. This is the process of going to war. Going to war does not necessarily mean facing up against an enemy, but against our weaknesses. This process involves honing our skills and sharpening our swords. When we say we are on a warpath, the war could be any or a combination of the following. 1. Versus confusion leading to strength. 2. Versus ignorance leading to knowledge. 3. versus confusion leading to understanding. It is never a painless path. It will lead to suffering, sweat, blood, and adversity. Nevertheless, this is a warpath that eventually leads to us taking ownership of our own lives, which means a path of discipline towards freedom, and ultimately, towards peace. Sugar-coated lives. We do not need sugar in our lives. If we have to eat sugar, let us choose not eating at all, because sugar will kill us. We can go for days without food if the alternative is sugar. We need to hold the line. This means mental toughness and holding the line for our health. This is a supreme exercise of our will. Bad instincts. The one instinct that we cannot afford is, I've had enough. We cannot listen to the voice inside us that says that we can surrender, back off, take a knee, and stand down. We cannot listen to, and need to, fight this instinct. It seems so warm and inviting when we hear the words, it's not your fault, you did your best, or the deck was stacked against you. If we are forced to stand down for any reason, then we accept it at that moment, but only for that moment. It is actually a sign that we need to plan a new attack and rebuild. We make the decision to stand down after some logical reasoning, not on an instinct of defeat and surrender. We must destroy that instinct and quickly replace it with one that says, get up, go, fight on. This will be our gut instinct. Get up, go, fight on. With it, we can plow through anything that stands in our way. Not feeling it. There will be days when we just don't have the motivation to do anything. We are sick of the grind, are worn out, and tired. So what do? We go anyway and get it done. Even if we are going through the motions, that's okay, as long as we're doing the motion. When we go through the motions, we are overcoming the weakness that says we need to rest and back down for a bit. Jump out of bed when you feel like staying in bed. Do not take a break and put off your tasks until tomorrow. What we need to put off until tomorrow is our break. When we do this to your breaks, we are staying on the righteous, disciplined warpath, exactly right where we belong. Regret. We make mistakes and we learn from them. We are the product of our mistakes, and when they hit us squarely in the face, we then realize that we still have much to learn. We know that 20/20 hindsight is perfect, but we are not. We can look back to learn from our mistakes, but one thing we cannot do when we look back is regret. We have one life to live and so many important things to do. Regret is not one of them, because it is a useless emotion. In fact, we should fear regret. We should avoid situations where this fear will set us off into immediate action, right now. Our action plan is to not be a person who is filled with regret, but instead a person filled with life, power, strength, and knowledge. Focus. We should never lose sight of the long-term goal. We are often distracted by short-term issues, problems, and even successes. Sometimes this throws us off balance and we lose momentum towards our ultimate objective. Because of short-term thinking and instant gratification, the long view fades as a vision and then fades from memory. Our passion slowly ebbs, and we question whether we really wanted to achieve the overall goal in the first place. We have to kick this dangerous tendency. We need to think about it, write about it, and talk about it. Most importantly, we need to do something about it daily. Do anything, big or small, that makes us move towards our ultimate goal. Even small, seemingly insignificant steps repurposes us and keeps the objective alive. We need to do them. Hesitation. There is a gap between actions that can give us a reason to hesitate. There is a moment when we have to step into the unknown, a horrible and fear-filled moment. This fear is what causes us to hesitate. Hesitation is harmful and can lead to defeat. Hesitation is a formidable enemy. It allows an opportunity to be lost or a crucial moment to pass, which can allow our enemy to have the upper hand. Eventually, this hesitation turns us into cowards. Cowardice prevents us from taking initiative and moving forward from execution. Hesitation can lead to our defeat, so we have to defeat it. To achieve victory, we need to overcome the waiting and hesitation. This means going, moving, taking action. Hesitation defeats us, so we must defeat it. To win, all we have to do is overcome that moment, the waiting, the hesitation. We need to jump out of bed and avoid the brief moment of doubt and wondering. Just go forward and win. Draw fire. Life isn't fair and doesn't play favorites. The reality is that accidents and diseases do not care if they inflict misfortune on a so-called good person. Bad things happen to good people. When this happens to us or to people close to us, we should not lash out at other people in frustration. Neither should we fall apart or fall down. Instead, we should absorb the impact, take the hit, and draw fire. Drawing fire is leadership. It means bringing the pain to ourselves because we can take the pain when others are not able to. Drawing fire can be done for tactical reasons aside from absorbing pain, maybe to distract the opposition, to help others move unhindered, or to help others figure out the enemy. This fortitude is an attitude that will spread to the team and encourage them to fight as they are bolstered. The spirit to fight will soar and we will win because our spirit is unyielding. We will stand and fight. Good. How we deal with disasters, defeats, delays, failures, and setbacks? We should have the right approach in addressing these circumstances, and the best way of dealing with them can be summed up in one word, good. This means that even when things are going bad, we can still extract some good from any mess or disaster. If we don't get promoted, get adequate funding, or are injured, these are all learning experiences that can only make us better, so we respond by saying good. These hiccups can mean that we just need to refocus and work harder. We are being challenged to be better. It is wasted effort to dwell on the problem, so we need to re-engage, recalibrate, and go forward harder. Death. When someone that we care for dies, we should be thankful that we had that person in our life in the first place. We cannot escape the fact that death is unfair, cruel, and horrible. However, we must accept that death is a part of life and is inescapable. No one has ever escaped death. What death teaches us is that we have to feel blessed every day. We not only have to live, but we need to laugh and grow. We need to live each day with a passion and a purpose, because we are allowed to wake up each morning with that wonderful opportunity to live in the world. We should consider our living life as honoring those who left us in death. Every day. We need to go on every day in pursuing our goals. There are no rest days or weekends, because every day is a Monday. We will get beat up sometimes, and we will always get tired. But no matter what, we will not stop. No more. There will be no more excuses, waiting for the right moment, indecision, procrastination, and weakness. From now on, we will only have strength. It is through will and strength, and of course discipline, that we will become what we want to be. When we have achieved our ultimate goal, then, and only then, can we say, no more. Staying motivated. We cannot count on motivation because it is fickle and it comes and goes. It is an unreliable ally in our quest to be the best. We need discipline, and we need to be disciplined. We should just dig in and accomplish. Me versus me. Those who say that we can be what we want to be are lying. We have physical and mental restrictions that dictate that we cannot be an Albert Einstein or an Olympic weightlifter. What we do have, though, is to be the best that we can be. We will be better than we ever thought was possible. At the very least, we can be better than we were yesterday. We can consider each time we become better a victory, one that can never be taken away from us. Being the best we can be is done in solitude, maybe in the early morning darkness. It will not be done in front of an audience or because we are going to earn medals. It will be done because of our will and discipline, and because we will not stop. Remain vigilant. Losing focus and discipline doesn't usually happen in one big moment. Little things chip away at our discipline and will. We eat that one little forbidden chocolate bar. We miss a workout, and we wake up a little late. Before we know it, we have lost our discipline and are greatly weakened. We become lost and disorganized and find ourselves in decay, moving backward and regressing. We need to be vigilant about seemingly small and innocent moments that can take away our discipline, our will, and ultimately our success. We need to be on the alert. Fear is normal. Step, go. Those are the two big words when we become afraid. Fear is normal because we are afraid of what is unknown and sometimes afraid of our own possible failure. To get over our fears, we need to simply walk into them. We cannot wait for the fear to disappear. We cannot afford to contemplate on what we are afraid of. We cannot make excuses or justifications anymore. We just need to step, go. The darkness. Darkness will always come to blot out our day. The sun will not illuminate our way every day, and the storms will arrive. Worse, we can be alone during the dark times, and will seem to consume everything around us, but we shouldn't let darkness eat us up. We will not let the darkness darken our day and kill our light. We will win because our will is going to allow us to keep on fighting. The only defeat is surrender, and quitting means that we will let darkness defeat us. We need to fight the darkness and not let it win. We fight on. Overwhelmed. Life tests us by overwhelming us with problems and issues every so often. The way of life is Murphy's Law, where anything that can go wrong will. When problems seem to come at us all at once and threaten to overwhelm us, it doesn't mean that we should lie down and give up. What it really means is that we need to fight harder. We will not let these problems defeat us. We will not let them get to us first. So we have to go on the warpath and dig in. We figure out the problems and prioritize which ones we take on first. Then we attack. It will be hard because life is hard. When we win and look back at these problems that threaten to bring us down, we will thank them because they made us better. Negative talk from negative people. Negative input from other people will come, and sometimes we need to confront them, such as challenging and responding to negative publicity or serious allegations. In these cases, we should respond professionally by thanking people for their input and telling them that we will use their input to up our game. After that, we respond in the same way we respond to unfounded and nuisance inputs from negative people. Ignore and outperform. Well, the negative people are spending time talking about and against us, we are working hard and moving forward, because we will outperform them and defeat them. Hold the line. The line we hold is not regressing and going back to a previous state. We fight against decay and weakness that will bring us back and bring us down. We fight immediate rewards and instant gratification, which will bring us back. We will never surrender ground. Begin. We get up before everyone does and start. We rise every day fighting the comforts of our pillow and our bed. We fight the temptation and the weakness. We just need to do it quickly. We need to take action. We just need to get up and go. Engage. Weakness is strong, but we must be stronger. We will crush weakness into submission through the force of our will. We will fight against weakness and soreness, the fatigue that screams at us to give in. We will not give in because we will fight. Laughter wins. Despite all the despair, suffering, and weakness, we will be having fun, despite the suffering. We laugh at it all, and when we do, our enemies cannot stand it, and this gives us an edge. Everything becomes easier when we are having fun, because laughter wins.